This striking discrepancy led Deutsch et al. To conjecture that, if given the opportunity, infants can acquire AP as a feature of speech, which can then carry over to music. For speakers of a non-tonal language, such as English, they felt, the acquisition of AP during music training is analogous to learning the tones of a second language. They observed that there was a critical period for the development of absolute pitch, before the age of 8 or so, roughly the same age at which children find it much more difficult to learn the phonemes of another language, and thus to speak a second language with a native accent. Deutsch et al. Suggested, therefore, that all infants might have the potential for acquiring absolute pitch, which could perhaps be realized by enabling infants to associate pitches with verbal labels during the critical period for language acquisition. They did not exclude the possibility, nonetheless, that genetic differences might be important too. The neural correlates of absolute pitch have been illuminated by comparing the brains of musicians with and without absolute pitch using a refined form of structural brain imaging, MRI morphometry, and by functional imaging of the brain as subjects identify musical tones and intervals. A 1995 paper by Gottfried Schlaug and his colleagues showed that in musicians with absolute pitch, but not musicians without, there was an exaggerated asymmetry between the volumes of the right and left planum temporal, structures in the brain that are important for the perception of speech and music. Similar asymmetries in the size and activity of the planum temporal have been shown in other people with absolute pitch. Such asymmetries are not seen, interestingly, in blind subjects with absolute pitch, where there may be radical reorganizations of the brain, with parts of the visual cortex being recruited for the detection of pitch, as well as a variety of other auditory and tactile perceptions. Absolute pitch is not just a matter of pitch perception. People with absolute pitch must be able not only to perceive precise pitch differences, but to label them, to line them up with the notes or names of a musical scale. It is this ability which Frank V. lost with the frontal lobe damage caused by the rupture of his cerebral aneurysm. The additional cerebral mechanisms required to correlate pitch and label are in the frontal lobes, and this, too, can be seen in functional MRI studies. Thus, if someone with absolute pitch is asked to name tones or intervals, MRIs will show focal activation in certain associative areas of the frontal cortex. In those with relative pitch, this region is activated only when naming intervals. While such categorical labeling is learned by all people with absolute pitch, it is not clear that this excludes a prior categorical perception of pitch that is not dependent on association and learning. And the insistence of many with absolute pitch on the unique perceptual qualities of every pitch, its color or chroma, suggests that before the learning of categorical labels, there may be a purely perceptual categorization. Jenny Safran and Gregory Griepentrog at the University of Wisconsin compared 8-month-old infants to adults with and without musical training in a learning test of tone sequences. The infants, they found, relied much more heavily on absolute pitch cues, the adults on relative pitch cues. This suggested to them that absolute pitch may be universal and highly adaptive in infancy, but becomes maladaptive later and is therefore lost. Infants limited to grouping melodies by perfect pitches, they pointed out, would never discover that the songs they hear are the same when sung in different keys, or that words spoken at different fundamental frequencies are the same. In particular, they argued, the development of language necessitates the inhibition of absolute pitch, and only unusual conditions enable it to be retained. The acquisition of a tonal language may be one of the unusual conditions that lead to the retention and perhaps heightening of absolute pitch.